one of the great things about this job is we're not out there in the world of traffic when most people are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so as a result,
the roads are pretty clear at 4:30 in the morning.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But as a result, you know, later on in the day, we get to go out and have the fun and games that everybody else does. Saying that to talk about what's going on in Navasota tonight. Is they're going to be talking about the Aggie Expressway, as they're calling it, and getting people's input. And there'll be maps there for people to see ahead of time. I understand that TxDOT can't do that with every project that they have. But have you been on University Drive this week or last week? Because they're changing the medians that
right.
they put in there. Now,
I'm supposed to call Bob Caldwell about this today.
Okay, well, good. And
so
we'll
hopefully we'll get some answers.
Okay, because I see them doing that. And granted, I was going 30 miles an hour as I was driving by it, so I'm not exactly sure. Now, here's what happened. Obviously, they put the raised medians on University Drive. And places where, like, where the Fox and Hound are,
mm-hmm.
or that whole shopping center right there, well, now it's very difficult to get to there when you happen to be eastbound. Likewise, when you're westbound, it's difficult to be able to get over to where Chinari in that area is, in that shopping center. And so, as a result, if you've got business at these different places, or the, what is that, an O'Reilly parts store that's there,
yeah.
you know, as you've got business that you want to do with these places, if it's difficult to get there, and you're supposed to go down and what, hook a U-turn and come back up?
Right.
And of course, it's University Drive.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me wonder. And the other frustration is you can't go to a city council member, you can't go to a county commissioner, you can't even go to a state rep or a state senator because this is TxDOT, and it's different. So I guess my question is, as they now retool University, and again, if you don't leave enough room for more than two cars to be in the left-hand turn lane that you're creating, you're going to back traffic up on that inside lane going in both directions.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's going to be a lot of development that's going to be going on right there because they're going to build the
hotel.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So traffic is going to change. They've got Embassy Suites.
Embassy Suites is going in, yeah.
Right there. So that's going to be a problem on, I think that's June Street or something right there. So a lot of traffic going to be moving in a lot of different directions. I mean, think about somebody coming from out of town and they're going to want to get to their hotel that's right there on University, and they turn right off Texas to go east, and now because of the median being there, you can't get to it. And I'm not saying there's any easy solution, but we're about to have a really difficult traffic problem right there. And why does TxDOT not talk about that with people ahead of time?
Yeah.
I happen to be really pro-business. I like for local businesses to be able to succeed. And putting a median, for instance, on Briarcrest didn't make that much difference,
mm-hmm.
but because you don't have businesses on both sides after you get over down toward the Walmart. But back on the other side, you do have businesses on both sides, and if you raise that median, you've got a problem.
Right.
It's just, why don't they talk to citizens ahead of time? And certainly, why don't they let businesses know, hey, this is going to happen in the next year?
Right, and then give them a chance to either make adjustments or figure it out or give their opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the line of demarcation is. I don't know where the line is. I know, I understand that part of what they're saying, one of the things that you have in your story, they're not going to go through cemeteries. They're not going to, you know, go into other areas like that.
Oh, good. We don't have to dig up any dead bodies.
Right, as they go through the right-of-way.
Well, tell you, banking at Bank of America
yeah.
is a nightmare.
Okay.
Because yeah, first of all, that's the most, that's the busiest intersection in town, you know, at any given time.
Right.
But then also, there are medians now on both sides, you know, on Texas and on University.
Correct.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You have to either drive, like, all the way down to Briarcrest or something to get back to the freeway, or you have to take those back roads, and even some of those have been closed off and dead-ended. You know, it's terrible.
Hello.
Yeah, there's a four-word answer to your question: because they don't have to.
Yeah, no, they don't, and they are really quite autonomous when it comes to this. And, you know, granted, it's a difficult situation, you know, more miles than any other state that have to be taken care of, but when you start messing with people's businesses,
mm-hmm.
I think that that's a difficult situation. And I already know that because I've heard complaints about businesses in Welburn who are now looking at the exact same thing, not necessarily a raised median at this time, but what's going to happen to the road that might impact traffic patterns. And, you know, I don't want Bank of America to be unsuccessful, but you know what? There's more than one Bank of America out there.
Yeah, true. But, you know, not in College Station, though.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I've sent them messages.
But if you're Joey's T-shirt shop or whatever, and there's only one of you, and you put all your sweat and blood, sweat, and tears into starting a business, and then a median gets put on the street in front of you that you're probably paying high rent for because it's got a big traffic count, yet they can't get to your store, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
And obviously it doesn't happen just here.
Right. And I understand that, you know, left turns or whatever can be dangerous, but U-turns are way more dangerous. And then they're going to end up putting up one of those no U-turn signs that doesn't even allow you to try to U-turn to get back to where you're going. And like you said, Brad, you're going to have to go all the way down, you know, to some other, you know, in a different city, basically, trying to get back that way.
And that's basically what they say. Well, if you just go down to buy Fire Station 6, whatever, the tarot right there, make a U-turn. Well, no, you can't do that.
No, yeah. And some vehicles, especially some of those big old trucks that, you know, guys and gals drive around here, you can't U-turn. Nope. Or you have to turn and then put it in reverse and back up. And now you're blocking traffic and causing way more issues.
Let's take a call. Hey.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the moron that designed this field was the same idiot that did all of the new access and exit ramps along Highway 6.
The newest addition, we know they've been, they've changed that a lot of times. Now, I understand that somehow, some way, somewhere, they're saying this is for driver safety. And we're idiots and bad drivers, and that's part of it. Hey there.
All of this difficulty getting around, there's a term for it. We say you can't get there from here. You have to go someplace else to start.
Yeah,
it's true.
And so I applaud TxDOT for deciding to take out some of these medians or put some turn lanes in there. But again, why didn't we think about that ahead of time? Seems like
we did, Scott. We knew.
Oh, absolutely.
and I don't know where that decision is made. I don't know if that decision is made here in this district or if it's made in Austin. Does the local district engineer drive the road to make a determination? Do they have a team that goes out there and does that? Because I didn't see any traffic count little flip-flop runover things, whatever those are. I know that's not the technical name for it, but you know.
Or does somebody just go, we need to spend some money right about now?
Could be that.
You know, and we're not city planners, we're not road designers or anything like that, but when you see a project like that starting and one of us can go, no!
Yeah, we're driving
like, it seems obvious that this is a terrible idea.
Well, and again, the final part of this is understand before you go to the city and grouse at them, that this may be a state road.
Yeah.
That they don't have any. Mm-hmm. And that causes problems for both cities because we're talking University and College Station and Briarcrest and Bryan. I mean, major, major collectors and as a result, thoroughfares. And so as a result, when you have TxDOT come in and say, hey, we're going to do this, there's not much the cities can do. But I guess that's what I hate about it is the autonomy that they have, that nobody can come in and say, whoa, stop, let's not do this on a project that affects so many people here in town, yet they do have hearings when it comes to the Aggie Expressway that's coming through the folks down in Grimes County.
It's kind of like when the federal government tells a state what to do, whether they like it or
not. American
League. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Okay, talking about University Drive and the median. Now they're going to change the median. And our buddy Bill Oliver said, hey, don't forget, Chelsea, you talked to Bob Caldwell from TxDOT about another one. Folks, you ready? This is Bob Caldwell from about 2 weeks ago on our station.
Another big one in Brazos County would be a raised median project on Texas Avenue from 2818 south down to Deacon.
So that's taking you down to from 2818 in Texas down to where the Burger King is, okay?
Oh,
that's where
no.
that is. That's going to be now, there'll be cuts in there. You know there'll be a cut for Walmart, but where else will there be a cut?
Right.
And again, that's it.
Is there a problem there?
Well, just it's from a safety standpoint. And here's the other thing that Bill brought up that we hadn't even discussed. We're talking inconvenience. We're talking, gosh, it's going to be unfortunate for those businesses. Let's talk about emergency vehicles who used to be able to get into that center shared lane and get around traffic.
Well, and I get the safety idea, too, but it's just, like, is that an area that's a problem?
Well, TxDOT believes that it is. And again, it's the autonomy that is amazing to me that happens.